Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Cuts away from Orlov. Slides it across. Score! Carter Verhaeghe! And the Panthers go back on top. For the third consecutive season, are heading to the Stanley Cup Final. They defeat the Carolina Hurricanes 5-3 tonight. For the sixth straight season, a team from Florida will play for the Stanley Cup.
How many more years will that streak continue? Florida and or Tampa representing the East in the Stanley Cup Final.
I'll be honest with you, Duffer, it could go another 2-3 years at the very least. Like, I don't think Florida is getting, like, tired of this. Like, they showed last night. They're like, okay, it's cute. Carolina, you go up to nothing. You open the door a little bit, we'll walk right into the door, and we'll blow it right off its hinges, and we'll make it happen. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Florida could be better than last year when you look at their team. And I don't see big changes. Aaron Ekblad, Sam Bennett. I think at least Bennett will stay in Florida. And Ekblad, well, it depends. But does it move the needle the other way? No. So, yeah, I think it could be another 2-3 years. Do I want that? No, I want the Sabres to get there. But I really look at the way Florida is constructed. I don't see them slowing down.
What would be the factors preventing Ekblad from staying?
Florida doesn't want them. Not Why? Wanting them.
Yeah. Why?
I'm just saying, maybe they're just saying, okay, we have a good group on the back end. We want to go get somebody else. Look, I mean, Ekblad, was some times where, look, Ekblad got suspended 20 games. If I'm Bill Zito and the Florida Panthers, I'm thinking, dude, like, that's not putting the team first. That was putting you first, right? Like,
well, let's keep in mind, though, that precipitated the Jones acquisition. So, like,
it forced them to, well, actually, it happened before the suspension, but the Florida Panthers had to have known. I mean,
obviously,
they said they didn't.
But
know.
I'm just saying, yeah. All I thought watching last night's win, which was a really good effort by Carolina, they probably shouldn't take nearly as much of a beating as we or others have you know, piled on with here, because they are consistent, outstanding, and they were really good last night. I feel bad for Freddie Anderson. I don't think it was his best series. Not that he, you know, it was a strange game statistically. Low shots again, high shooting percentage, whatever. But
Bob gives up a bad goal, and it still doesn't matter because Florida's a good team. They overcome that.
Yeah, I see the money that still remains for Florida cap wise, and all I could think of last night was, there is no way that Bennett and Ekblad move on. Now, I don't think Ekblad gets the full length, even though, you know, he's 29. Bennett will be 29 in in June. I would think Ekblad would be like a 5-year deal to stay in Florida at the most.
Yeah.
But I don't see any reason for him to leave. Other than, like you said, if they have designs, and clearly they have shown their willingness, as Bill Zito, to acquire whomever they need. And move
off. Agent can get in the way. Agent can get in the way. Because sure, the agent's going to say,
Aaron Ekblad's on track to, you know, potentially play his whole career, well over 1,000 games, well over 100 playoff games, perhaps multiple Stanley Cups. He's like, the difference right now between Ekblad staying in Florida and Ekblad going somewhere else is going to be like, he'll be at $105 million in career earnings if he stays in Florida. He might get up to $118 million in career earnings if this next contract takes him somewhere else. And you know what? If I'm Aaron Ekblad, I'm sorry. I don't care. I don't know how anybody could care about that difference based on the success that this team is having and what I think is Ekblad's most impactful run. You can say everything about what happened this year and blah, 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 but I think he's really proving to be an ultimate Panther right now. And Sam Bennett, obviously the same way. And they've got the room to do it. Even giving both of them, you know, $8 million a year. And obviously that could be a little bit of a less than what the market might show for Bennett at this time. But again, why would you leave based on how good this group is?
And the market for Bennett is it's a makeup market because the guy had 51 points last year. So it's all about like supply and demand. He's the only one like this. And what's the demand? Is there going to be 10 teams, 15 teams, 20 teams that are going to be lined up and wanting to, probably 28 teams, 29 teams, other than the teams that don't have any cap space and can't give him a contract offer. So that's what it is. I think the perfect market for Sam Bennett would be $7.5 million in Florida over a 7 or 8 year deal. Mm-hmm. They're like, listen, we'll give you over $50 million over 7 years or over 60 over 8 years. And let's go. You're fine. You'll be with us. And I think Florida can do that. And then in return, they can also sign Brad Marchand. And then all of a sudden you come back
for a couple million if Brad's willing, right?
If Brad's willing. But there's nothing that I'm seeing that tells me that Brad Marchand is not a perfect fit with that group in Florida right now, with Paul Maurice as a coach, with Barkov. And so they got Barkov, they got Reinhardt, they got Rodriguez, they got Tkachuk, Bennett, they got Verhaeghe, they got that third line of Lundell, Lustarainen, and Marchand. What else do you need?
Right.
Like if you're the Florida Panthers, you're like, hey, maybe we skip on Aaron Ekblad because Aaron Ekblad has made $55 million over his career. And he could say, his agent could say, look, Aaron, you could probably sign a 7-year deal at, let's say, $55 million or more.
I agree.
7.5 on average. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you double your career earning. You go from 55 to 110. Florida is only offering you 5 at 6.5, which is 32 and a half or 33 million. So 55 or 33, like that's a big difference. So that, I think that's where
it would
the agent
be if he hadn't made X amount already.
Yeah.
And that's why I think the tipping point is where they are at success wise. And
You're not a movie guy, but do you remember the movie The Replacements with Keanu Reeves? They have like, they're on strike, so they bring in like replacement players. Mm-hmm. And the star quarterback one time says, Do you know how my salary gets broken up? Yeah, you'd see I'm making $20 million, but $10 million is on taxes, and I got to pay my agent $2.5 million. I got to pay my chef $1 million. I got to pay this. I'm left with $4 million. That's nothing. Like, So, Aaron Ekblad could say, I made $55 million over my career, but you know what? Like, this is what has been broken down. I got nothing left. I need another $55. Who knows? I think the only reason he leaves is because he's going after more money. Mm-hmm. If he wants to, and because teams are looking for a right-shot defenseman, and there would be a lot of teams that would like to add an Aaron Ekblad. But if he remains in Florida, it would be perfect for the Panthers to stay exactly the same moving forward.
Right, because you get your first full year out of Jones, who's a right shot defenseman who's only costing Florida $7 million because of retained salary. You still have four more years of Forsling at under $6 million. Yeah. You have another effective, cost effective year of Mikkola at $2.5 million, who's been really good. And you have the player that has quietly been the kind of example of, I'd rather stay here and win, and that's Dmitry Kulikov, who just kept extending his career with low money deals. He's still got 3 years at 1.1 with the Panthers, right? Like, it's.
Do we remember Kulikov with Buffalo? Do people remember Kulikov with Buffalo?
Well, like, it hurt. That's the problem.
He was banged up, yes, and all that. But I watch him play, and I've followed his career after Buffalo, right? Like, we're all talking almost 10 years ago when he was here. But I look at Kulikov, and he seems like he has zero care in the world. Like, it's like you said, he decided to take a really lower, but, term contract at a lower dollar figure than Florida. Mm-hmm. It works for him. He's on the ice. He's cross-checking guys. He's thinking, who cares? I'm taking a penalty. I don't care. Let's go kill it. Like, that's how I play. Like, he has zero care in the world.
And for as, I think quiet, contractually his career has been in the latter years. I mean, Dmitry Kulikov is $43 million in career earnings. Yeah. You know, it's like he's made enough. He knows where things are good and things have been.
How many rubles is that?
I don't know, but I will say this. I'm so impressed by this Panthers team. They have so much going right for them. The ongoing contributions of even Evan Rodriguez, who, two more years at $3 million. I guess if push came to shove, could they move off of him, to create just a little bit more cap space? Yeah, they probably could, right? But what an effective, bang for the buck he has been with this team. He finds himself in different positions throughout the lineup and obviously can play with the best. I was going to do a little spontaneous
trivia. By the way, it's $3.3 billion rubles is $43 million. So I just did a quick Google search.
Well, I don't know what the cost of living over there. You don't really need to convert it though. That's
I get it. It's but yes.
I was going to do some spontaneous trivia with you if you're
up for it. Let's go.
I feel like it's been a really long time on this one. It's relevant to some of the names we were just discussing.
Okay.
Over the past three playoff seasons, including this one, so 23, 24, 25.
Yes.
Can you give me the top eight scorers in the playoffs over the last 3 years?
Well, Connor McDavid.
Yes.
Leon Draisaitl.
Yes.
I am going to say Barkov?
Correct.
Reinhardt?
Nope.
Nope, he's not top eight. Okay. Matthew Tkachuk?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like I got to go Evan Bouchard?
Yes, he's third.
Okay. I've gotten five. I've gotten my and I miss on Reinhardt, so I thought this was going to be the top six. And then I was going to go, I wanted to go Jack Eichel.
No.
Well, Vegas didn't.
They're all still playing.
They're all still playing. So that means they're all Florida or Edmonton.
Yes.
Okay. Zach Hyman?
No.
He's not playing. He's done. I am going to go with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Yes.
And
you have two more.
Sam Bennett
is eighth, which was why I was making the point when you diminished his value by saying how few in quotations points he had in the regular season. I wanted to emphatically say, yeah, but he's a top eight scorer in the playoffs the last three years, and every team would want that. So
yeah, but if you're Chicago and you throw money at him, you're like, ah, he's gonna be worth it in the playoffs. Well, you may not get to the playoffs, so it may not be worth it for you, but it's worth it for other teams.
And in a perfectly appropriate development, the only player you have not named is the most clutch of them all.
The most clutch of them all?
He scored the winner again last night. No one is close.
Oh, it's Verhage.
Yes.
Yes.
No okay. one is close in I, game winners.
Duffer, are you, so. You're a right-handed shot, right?
Was, I think would be Switch? The proper term.
You were. Yeah, you haven't played in a while, but I'm just saying you're a right-handed shot. So maybe you wouldn't have scored that goal because your stick would have been more
Definitely,
closer to the goal
I would
line.
I would have pulled an aho.
But left-handed shot that has played a high school, college level hockey, mm-hmm. that play was all Barkov. I mean, seriously.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Barkov, unbelievable. The fact that he went behind the net with Orlov on his back, one hand on his back, shielded him, turned back. Our poor guy, Eric Robinson, guessed mm-hmm. wrong, right? Like he's in front of the net and he's thinking Barkov's going to go behind the net. So he cheats to go behind. Barkov slides in, Verhage back at the net. See you later. But yes, Verhage. Okay. So you've got McDavid, Draisaitl, Bouchard. You've got
and Nugent Hopkins, and Nugent four Hopkins, Oilers, Barkov, four Panthers, and the beat
Bennett,
will go
Tkachuk,
on.
And Verhage. Okay.
It's impressive. Evan Bouchard is third on the list. McDavid, Draisaitl, Bouchard. Like, how much is Evan getting? More than Darlene?
It's going to be in that $11 million range.
Has to be, right?
It has to be. And if it's not, like somebody's putting an offer sheet together for that.
It's not that. Edmonton's going to do it. They have to do it. His playoff numbers are too good. Like, this is
one of those. And he proved it this year without Ekholm. Like, that's the thing, too. Like, that's even a biggest feather in his lap.
Yes.
Is that the first two games against LA, they're like, hey, they played him with Nurse. They played him with Wallman. They played him with Kulak. It wasn't working. Then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. him and Kulak got better. And Bouchard, everybody's saying, you get the best and the worst of Bouchard all the time. You know what? I'm not saying the worst now. And he's not taking those chances. And he's an even better player now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then obviously, you know, we'll see what the future holds. What do you think McDavid's next number will be at?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well,
18.
So he has to sign an extension. He can start signing an extension this summer. He has 1 year left.
Yeah.
When the next year's cap's 95.5, then it goes 103, I think, or something. So 20% of that, which is a max contract, is 20 million. Mm-hmm. He could sign up to 20 million a year. I don't think I don't think he'll take 20, but I think it will be 18 million.
No, but do you think he'll be in Edmonton?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially if they can make it to the finals and see.
But
like,
what if they win? But what if the Oilers win this year, which I think is a higher probability right now than the Panthers winning?
I think without Zach Hyman, it dropped a little bit. I thought
no, but
with
forget
Zach
that.
Hyman.
Just answer the question. Like, forget the Hyman thing. Like, if they win, which I think they will, does McDavid stay or does he do one more year and move on?
I think it doesn't matter if they win or don't, he's staying to me. I think the concern was if they had lost to LA in the first round. And now all of a sudden it's like, can we get back there? Mm-hmm. I don't know that we can get back there. I think what the Oilers have proven this year is that as long as you have McDavid, Dreisaitl, RNH, Bouchard, Hyman will be back after, you know, surgery and everything. Like, Evander Kane is a big part of this. Like, I think he...
Yeah, but I mean, his money is going to get allocated elsewhere. Like, he's got one more year, and it's going to end up in McDavid's pocket. But the beauty of the Oilers as constructed, even though you, when you look at what their roster could look like in the first year of McDavid's next contract, there are an abundance of holes. However, based on their success, they, my opinion, will become the model team for attracting players willing to take 3 to 4 just to play with McDavid, Dreisaitl, Nugent Hopkins, and the winningness
of
the
Oilers.
As Shayna
Goldman has said many times, like, McDavid's going to get his 18-plus or whatever, and the top, but who's going to benefit from the rising cap is going to be the middle class and guys that are going to take 3 to 4 to be on a good team, because those teams will have a little bit more cap room to attract them. Who wouldn't want to play in Edmonton? And I know this year they tried the Jeff Skinner and Victor Arvidsson, but it's worked better for Arvidsson, obviously. But there's others that have come
too,
in.
Though, in the playoffs.
He was scratched too. But I think McDavid's biggest thing was this season when the Oilers weren't going well, and if they had lost in the first round, yes, the Boo Birds would have been like, oh, he's not staying. He wants to win. He can't win here. Now that they are a game away from being back in the finals, I think he's staying for sure.
Yeah, I'm so impressed with them. Although, remember how yesterday's show ended? As soon as you blurted it out that the Oilers were going to win, I'm like, not sure. I think Dallas
I'm
is
not
out.
Sure either anymore.
I think Dallas has got one more win in them. So, but
because I can't be right on both sides. And I said Florida was going to win last night. I think I said by 3. But
no, you said 4-2.
Okay.
And it ended up 5-3.
Okay.
And you said Barkov would be the decider.
I did say that. Yes, so he was a big decider. So I thought he had a game in him. So I definitely cannot be right on the Oilers tonight. Dallas is for sure winning.
I'll tell you what, though. Like, if, again, you're already feeling where I'm at on the Oilers. Like, if the Oilers impressively do what they've been doing now the last 3 games with another strong Skinner game tonight in Dallas, I would not want to bet against McDavid and Dreisaitl in the final. It's been so well documented, and it's almost like, not taking anything away from the Panthers because they're awesome, it's still almost hard to believe how Game 7 went down last year, right? Yeah. Like, just the narrowness of it, that it wasn't maybe a little higher scoring, and that, just the pain of that for McDavid and Dreisaitl and company. I just can't envision seeing them go through that again. I really can't. So,
I know one thing is, well, anything can happen, but I don't think that the Oilers, if they make it to the finals and play Florida, they're not going to be down 3-0. Like, and anything can happen.
But even that didn't really wreck it for them. Like, they still found themselves in a game set. I think that's the whole point here.
You learn from these moments, right?
Exactly.
Like, don't let it get to 3-0. You're putting yourself in a bad spot.
Right.
Now, to go back to the Zach Hyman thing quickly, because I do feel, to me, this is a big blow. I know McDavid's still there, Dreisaitl's still there, Bouchard's still there, RNH is still there, Kane. They got Corey Perry playing a bigger role. But it's not just the Zach Hyman loss, especially for Game 5 tonight. It's the Zach Hyman and Connor Brown loss. Connor Brown was playing really well. And the depth was affected when they lost him, and now they lose Zach Hyman. Connor Brown's going to come back. But they can't lose another piece of their depth right now. I think that's the issue with the Oilers. If they lose another piece of their depth, okay, now you start to scratch the surface a little bit for getting players. And who knows what they do tonight. If they go 11 forward 7D and Ekholm comes back, or if they dress 12 and Jeff Skinner comes back in the lineup.
Right.
I was listening to Jason Strudwick. He does a lot of podcasts and a lot of media stuff in Edmonton. He said he would bring Jeff Skinner in the lineup. He's a defenseman, hates playing with 7. He says if Ekholm comes back, you go to 6 defensemen, you put Troy Stetcher out, and you put Jeff Skinner as a forward. I disagree. I would go 11-7, but I never played the position, so I don't know what the rotation with seven would be. Mm. But I don't know. I mean, I think the depth in Edmonton has gotten affected a little bit.
Quickly on the Sabres, and probably a little bit more on the Sabres when Darren Dreger joins us after the break. Did you give any more thought to our discussion yesterday about the organizational 2-3 position in the crease?
Yes.
Good. Me too.
Yes. I had a call this morning with my good friend David Leggio. He called me. He was on his way to golf with some clients. He's got to, you know, entertain the clients. And we were talking about it, and he said he listened to the show when we talked about Levi, and Levi was saying he's ready to make the next step and all of this. And I think it depends on the decision of who you are bringing in along or to replace or whatnot, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. If you're bringing, and I'm not saying James Reimer's the answer, but if you're bringing in a guy like a James Reimer or a Vitek Vanacek or somebody like that, then, you know, Levi is in Rochester. If you go after a big name, a trade for a big name, and you're saying this is the guy that comes in, I can open the door for Levi to be that goalie's backup. So that would mean Levi would be a two, and then all of a sudden you got to redo 3 and 4 in Rochester. But if you're staying with Luukkonen and bringing in like kind of another piece, maybe you're saying Levi is still your three, and that's how you're moving ahead for one more year in the organization.
Okay, so what do you envision then as the more likely scenario?
The more likely scenario is that you're bringing in a Vitek Vanacek type guy along with Luukkonen.
But you seem to be hung up on that name in a disparaging way. Can you put out a more realistic name that you actually might approve of? By the way, Vanacek could well be a Stanley Cup champion at the end
he
of the
could. Year. And, so. And I mean, he would be a very viable like option.
Do you want me to steer it right into the ditch?
What do you have? I'm going to ask you the question. Like, what do you got?
Well, I'm just surprised that you keep like going blah Vanacek over and over, and you don't mention like real names like Dan Vladar.
Vladar is in the same Vanacek kind of situation for me.
Isn't he way better?
No.
No.
He's not way better. Okay. He's the same. I think that if you're looking at, let's see, I put you three name. I put Jake Allen, Dan Vladar, and Vitek Vanacek.
Allen's too old. They don't need to.
But
go
on a short term, on a 1 year, 2 years, and I know we discussed that yesterday a little bit, but I think Allen is better than the other two, and the other two are on the same like platform. Like it was, Jake Allen won the gold, and it was tied for silver.
I don't know. I'm curious on Vladar. He doesn't wow you, obviously, but I still can't help but wonder if there isn't something a little bit more for him to show.
I'd have to do a much bigger, deeper dive on Dan Vladar, like, because David Riddick, for example, over the years, I'm like, David Riddick's not a good goaltender. He's not. But then he goes to LA, works with that system, and all of a sudden, David Riddick is a viable 1B option or backup option and can give you games, right? There's the thing. So I'd have to do a deeper dive and compare Calgary with a little bit of what Buffalo has in the way they play the game.
I would say this, and again, there are many sites and many ways to measure some of the numbers, and the trickier component on a basic level right now when measuring goaltenders is to not allow yourself to automatically think that everybody stinks just because the save percentages are .895 and lower, which is something we're not used to, right? Like first blush kind of affects people right now when they go, well, what would be the point of bringing in that guy? He was .892, right? Yeah, wow. As we're used to .910. But if you look at just one measure with Vladar, it's like he might've had his best year in quality starts percentage. And most importantly, the Flames were super low scoring and they had to win every game in the final month. He went 6-1-1 in his final eight with a non-scoring team and then just had a really nice world championships, which you can do with whatever you'd like. I just think that there might still be something in Vladar if he doesn't stay in Calgary. And part of me thinks he's actually just a good battery mate right now for Wolf and might be smart just to stay there. So we'll see how that goes.
I think for him, it would be a smart thing to stay there if you have a good partnership and you know you're going to get your 25, 30 games, maybe 32 games, 50 for Wolf, you move on. But at a quick glance on moneypuck.com, Vladar was on the positive side of goals save above expectations, which is good. Wolf was ahead of him. But funny enough, James Reimer had better numbers when you consider all of it. And we saw what Reimer was able to do. So it...
Right, but the difference is Reimer's games, as we know, were not impactful to the standings down the stretch. Vladar's were. They were having to win every game to stay in that ultra-tight race, and that's why I was impressed with what his numbers showed over the final 2 months of the year. So.
And the Sabres scored a lot more than Calgary did.
Correct, indeed. All right, Bandits Championship Rally is happening tomorrow. What a day and weekend in and around the arena, because you got the Para World Hockey Ice Championships going on at Harbour Center with the semifinals tomorrow, the medal round action on Saturday, and of course tomorrow the championship rally for the Bandits. Get down there around 5 o'clock. There'll be championship gear to be had in the store for purchase, of course, and outside players will be arriving around 5:30, and it will be an awful lot of fun as it always is, but this time it's three times over, and can't wait to see everyone in attendance celebrating a seventh NLL title in Bandits history. Darren Dreger, when we come back.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.